It's good to be with you here again. I think it's been about a year since I was here. Brother Tommy was very kind. When he saw me, he said, "Oh, you haven't changed at all."
很高兴我又回到这里。大概上一次我来的时候，大概是在一年以前。今天我来的时候，汤米弟兄看到我，他说：“哦，好像你一点都没有变老。”Which
is a very different greeting than I get from my family, who, when I see them, they go, "Wow, you've gotten fatter."
当我跟我的家人重逢的时候，我经常这样来欢迎他们：“哦，你变得很胖了。”
The other thing I like about Tommy is that he gave me this big Bible with these big letters.
汤米知道我已经眼花了，所以他给我一本圣经，圣经上面字非常的大。
You can tell you're starting to get old when you look at something and you have to hold it this far away from you to read it.
所以当我们变老的时候，我们看圣经的时候，我们都是这样来看的，都拿得很远。
So thank you, Tommy.
非常谢谢汤米弟兄。
Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been up to since the last time I was here, because some of you don't know me and some of you might kind of remember me from the past. I started a church plant with a group of brothers and sisters back in 2009 in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
大概很多弟兄姐妹都不认识我，所以让我来简短的介绍一下我自己。大概是在09年的时候，我在 East Brunswick 开始建立一个新的教会。Our
desire was to really reach out to two segments of people. People that were outside of the church. People, in other words, people who were unchurched or people who had become disillusioned with the church.
我有两个目标，我们第一是想 吸引一些从来没有去过教会的人。我们第二个目标是想把一些曾经去过教会，但是后来对教会非常失望的人，让他们再回到教会。And
also to the diverse ethnic population in our area.
我们并且想在我们教会里面吸引各种文化、各种背景的人。
About a year and a half into our church planting journey, we joined with another Caucasian congregation, and we changed our name, and we became Point Community Church.
在一年半以后，我们跟另外一个白人的教会合并，我们给我们教会取了个新的名字。
It has become quite an interesting mix of people now.
所以我们教会现在我们的会众是非常有趣的一个混杂的一群人。
We have a lot of Asians, a lot of Caucasians, and a number of Hispanics and Middle Easterners and African Americans.
我们有各种肤色、各种种族的人在一起。
It's been a beautiful picture of seeing how God desires us to really love all people.
当我看到我们教会的会众的时候，我心里就不禁感谢神，神把那么美好的一幅图画放在我们眼里。
But what I discover along that journey is that while that is what Scripture calls us to, it is not always easy to be the church to all kinds of people.
但是在这个旅途中间，我也学到一个功课，就是这个旅途并不是那么一帆风顺的。
In fact, when you get around that many differences, it oftentimes brings up your own prejudices and your own preferences, which may not always be what somebody else's.
当那么多不同背景的人聚集在一起的时候，不可避免的，我们心中的一些偏见、一些自己的爱好都会浮现出来，都会阻碍教会的发展。It's
hard to be the church of Jesus Christ, isn't it?
所以，要建立一个耶稣基督的教会，并不是件容易的事情。Now,
when we look at the book of Ephesians, and I chose this passage today because I know that the Chinese congregation has been going through the book of Ephesians, and so I wanted to build on what you have already been doing.
我知道我们天成教会最近在一起来查考以弗所书，所以我想继续这个主题，我们来一起来学习这本书。Being
a member of the body of Christ, the church, is one of our greatest privileges.
在这个世界上面，我想我们能拥有的最特殊、最尊贵的身份，就是我们属于基督的身体，也就是教会。But
it doesn't always feel like it.
但是我们并不以为然，很多的时候。In
fact, most people, even Christians, don't have a very high view of the church.
即使是很多基督徒，在我们的眼里，教会并不是那么一个尊贵的地方。
Organized religion in our culture is oftentimes viewed as being divisive by many of the older generations.
在很多年长的人眼里，这样啊，非常有组织的宗教活动里面有很多的纷争，有很多的不和。
And by a lot of younger folks, it's viewed as irrelevant.
在很多年轻的一代人的心里，教会生活跟他们的真正的日常生活好像是没有任何的关系。
I'm praying that as you study the book of Ephesians and you think about this message today, you will rediscover the value and the treasure of this gift called the church.
所以我祈求神，当我们今天重新翻开以弗所书的时候，我们能从这本书里面学习到神赐给我们的教会是何等的宝贵。
I think in any group this size, you're bound to have some that are frustrated or perhaps even disappointed with the church.
我相信在我们教会里面有很多人曾经对教会非常的失望。
And so the image of the church is very important for us to understand so that we set our expectations properly.
所以教会究竟应该是怎么样的？我想我们应该有一个很切实啊、很有智慧的认识。
If you've ever been frustrated or discouraged with the church,
如果你对教会曾经非常的失望，
If you have ever felt like giving up on the church,
如果你有一天觉得我今天实在不想来教会，
Then I think this message will be an encouragement to you today.
所以我想今天的信息，如果你是这样的话，今天的信息就是对你来讲的。
The church is unlike anything else in the world.
教会在这个世界上是如此的独一无二。
And so the New Testament uses a number of different images to help us to understand what it is.
所以在新约圣经里面，神用不同的形象来描述、来形容教会。
Paul talks about the body.
保罗曾经用身体来描写教会。
And that describes, that image tells us that Christ works through the church in the way that the head works through the body.
这个比喻告诉我们，耶稣基督是通过教会来在这个世界上面工作，就像我们人是通过大脑指挥身体在运作。
Today I want to talk about the church as the building, and what that speaks about is Christ's presence in us.
但是今天我想讲的是另外一个比喻，就是教会是一个殿堂，是一座大楼。这个比喻讲的是教会，在教会里面有耶稣的同在。
If you have your scripture, can you turn to Ephesians chapter 2? And I'm going to read from verses 19 through 22.
请大家翻开以弗所书第二章第十九节到二十二节。
And we're just going to look at a few items that come out in these few verses to us as an encouragement about what does it mean for us to be the church.
我们想从这几节圣经里面来看到底什么是教会，对我们有什么帮助。
I'll read it in English and then my brother can read it in Chinese. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together.To become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
十九节到二十二节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他从同被建造。成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
I mean, first thing I want you to notice is that the church is not just a building, it is a building of people, right?
所以你们看到教会不仅是一幢高楼，一个殿堂，是用人造成的一个殿堂。
I mean, you can really play around with that metaphor for quite a bit, but you know, in the New Testament, the church never refers to a building like this.
所以我们可以想象一下这个场景，我们可以回到新约圣经里面来看，新约圣经里面在描写教会的时候，从来不仅仅是一座物理的建筑物。
The people are the building.
人，我们信徒是这座教会。
Now, we've been trying to change our language in my church. We don't say let's go to church on Sunday anymore. We will say let's go celebrate or let's go worship, but we don't call the place that we are going to church.
所以在我们教会里面，我们弟兄姐妹试着用一种不同的语言来说我们礼拜天去教会。我们不说让我们一起去教会，我们说让我们一起去崇拜，让我们一起去庆祝耶稣的再生。
Because the people of God is the church.
因为属神的人自己就是教会。
When Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church, he was referring to people.
所以在马太福音里面，耶稣说，我要建造我的教会，这里的教会指的是人。
God's great purpose over the centuries, starting in the Old Testament, all the way through Revelation chapter 21, is to gather a group of people to himself.
所以千百年来，从创世纪一直到启示录，上帝在我们心目里面的一个很大的目的，就是他要召集属他的人在地上。
And here on earth, he gathers a group like this right here to worship him, and then he sends them out to serve.
并且在这里，他要聚集一个一个的教会，在一起来敬拜神，来并且来出去去侍奉神。
The image of the building lets us know that our Lord wants to build us together.
所以这个大楼殿堂的比喻就是告诉我们，我们的神要把我们建造在一起。
That's what we read in verse 22.
所以我们再来看以弗所书第二章二十二节。
You too are being built together.
你们也被建造在一起。
Peter picks up on this theme when he says in 1 Peter 2:5, you are living stones.
所以在彼得前书里面，彼得也照着这个话题继续讲下去。他说，你们是活石，这里的活石是指的有生命的活的石头，我们都是活石。
In other words, the image tells us that Christ is putting together a building that's made up of people, and each one of us is a living stone.
所以换句话说，就是耶稣基督要用我们这些信徒，我们这些人，我们这些活的石头来建造一座宫殿。
It's important to remember that building in the New Testament time was rather different than the way that we build homes today.
我想我要讲的是，在新约时代的建筑物与我们今天所看到的建筑物其实有很大的不一样。
We build homes today with bricks.
我们往往是用砖头来建房。
The thing about bricks is that they are all the same.
砖头有一个特点，就是它们都是一样的。
They are the same shape, same size, and sometimes even the same color.
它们的形状、它们的大小，甚至它们的颜色，都可能是完全一样的。
But the New Testament picture of the building isn't with bricks, but with stones.
但是在新约圣经的时代，那时候的建筑物用的不是砖头，而是石头。
You are living stones, Peter tells us.
所以彼得对我们说，我们是活石。
And the thing about stones is that they come in all different shapes, sizes, and even colors.
所以石头跟砖头不一样，它们有不同的形状、不同的大小、不同的颜色。
They are carved or hewn out of a quarry.
他们从一个矿里面开采出来。
And when they come out, they come with rough edges.
他们都有自己不同的棱角。
And the great skill of the builder is to fit all of these different stones that have different shapes and sizes together so that each one finds its special place within the building.
所以这就需要建筑师非常高超的技巧，他们要把不同的形状的石头，各个不同的石头，他们要把它们放在一起建一个宫殿，就要把不同的石头放在不同的位置，让他们不同的石头能够契合起来。
If you travel throughout Europe, and actually even in America, sometimes you will go to some of these historical places that have walls like this one that you see.
如果你在欧洲或者美国旅游的时候，你会看到一些历史的遗迹，就看到一些石头的墙，就像这个画面。
This is called a dry stone wall.
这种墙被叫做干石墙。
It does not have any mortar in it.
这个墙在建造的过程中间没有用水泥或者泥灰把它粘起来。
There's no cement holding all of these stones together, and yet.A lot of these walls in Europe have been standing since the 17th century.
虽然他们没有用水泥或者泥灰粘在一起，但是好几百年，从十七四世纪以来，这些石墙就 还屹立在这里，直到今天。
But here's the trick. You cannot build a dry stone wall like the one that you saw there with one shape or one size of stone. It is impossible.
但是这里面一个奇妙的秘密是，如果你要造这样一个干石墙，你不可能用同样大小、同样形状的石头。
This is another very well-designed wall that has stood for many centuries. But if you look at it, every single stone is different.
所以你看这个画面，你如果看这个几百年历史的石墙，每一块石头它的形状大小都是很不一样的。
The strength of the wall depends on the placing, the placement, and the shape of each individual stone.
所以这个墙的力量和它的牢固的原因，就是因为有不同形状的石头，它们各自在不同的位置上面能够巧妙地契合在一起。
This is the picture that Paul has in mind when he's writing Ephesians chapter 2.
所以我想，使徒保罗在写以弗所书第二章的时候，这幅图画就在他的心里。We
are all very different.
我们都是非常的不一样。We
all have our own individuality.
我们都有自己非常鲜明的个性。And
Christ uses our uniqueness to build his church.
但是耶稣基督就是用我们这些个人不同的特点来建造他的教会。
Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel it, and I've heard other people say to me, I don't quite feel like I fit in here.
Well, 我想在天成教会里面可能也有这种现象。
I'm not sure that I'm like the other people in this church.
有些人会说，我可能和其他人非常的不一样，我可能不喜欢这些人，我可能不可能合群在这个教会里面。
Let me tell you a little bit about my church. I have people that are alcoholics.
让我告诉你们我教会的一些现状，我的教会里面有一些是酗酒的人。
I've been working with a guy that came out of a gang, and he's a drug abuser, and he used to sell drugs.
我的会众里面有一位弟兄，他曾经是一个吸毒的、贩毒的一个街头的小流氓。
I have folks that are on welfare.
我还有一些人曾经参加过。
People going through divorce.
有过离婚的历史。
People that are on Wall Street.
然后还有一些人是来自华尔街。
Professors and teachers.
还有教师，还有教授。
And all different kinds of people, and what I realize about them is that when you look at them naturally, they don't have anything in common.
如此不同的人在一起，如果你一个人一个的去看他们的话，你会发现这些人不可能再聚集在一起。
And sometimes they feel a little bit out of place when we come and gather together for worship.
他们来到教会的时候，最初也觉得这个教会不属于他们。
And I remind each of those folks when they tell me their struggle with fitting in that they are needed in order for the church to be the church of Jesus Christ.
当他们告诉我他们这些困惑，他们不属于教会的这种困惑的时候，我就告诉他们，这个教会需要你们。
Because God takes all kinds of shapes and sizes and colors, all kinds of living stones, to build the building that he is putting together.
因为我们的建筑是神，就是用这样不同形状、不同大小的活石，就是我们来建造他的教会。
God created every one of us as a one of a kind.
神创造了一个独一无二的你。
He then redeems what he has created.
他救赎了这个独一无二的你。
And what he has placed in you by creation, he now redeems for the good of the church.
他现在要用你这个独一无二的创造物来建造他的教会。
And so the first thing I want us to remember when we think about the church is that the church is about the building of people. It's not about the building of bricks and stones and cement, but the building of people.
所以我再提醒大家，第一个很重要的特点，教会很重要的特点就是，教会是用人造起来的，而不是用石头、砖头造起来的。But
the second really important thing for us to remember is that the church is also a work in progress.
第二个非常重要的特性就是，教会是一个现在进行时。Look
at verse 21.
我们来看第22节，二章22节以弗所书。
The whole building rises to become.
各房靠他联络得合适。And
then look at the verb in verse 22. You are being built together.
你们也靠他同被建造。If
you notice in both of those verses, the action is in the present tense.
如果你看那个英文圣经，它那个时态是现在进行时，在中文里面看不出来。
In other words, it is something that is still ongoing.
现在进行时就是说这件事情还在进行的过程里面。
And that is so important for those of you who are prone to discouragement to remember.
这点非常重要，这也就告诉我们为什么我们有些人对教会会非常的失望，会非常的不满意。
The apostle's telling us here that the church is a work in progress.
因为使徒告诉我们，教会是一个现在进行时，是一个还没有完成的工作。
God's building is not yet complete in us.
所以神的建造在我们心里面还没有完成。
And so no one should be surprised or even discouraged when it feels more like a construction site than a model home.
所以当我们看到教会是一个建筑工地，而不是一个已经完工的高楼大厦的时候，我们不应该为此感到惊奇。
See, the church is comprised of ordinary broken sinners who are in the process of being redeemed.
所以教会就是我们这帮罪人，我们很多真的是非常非常不完善的人组成在一起。
There isn't a single one of us here today that is everything that we can be.
所以我们每一个人并不是我们要建主的时候的那个样式。
St. Augustine once described the church as a hospital for sinners.
一位古代的神学家叫圣 Augustine 的人说，曾经把教会比喻成一个治疗罪人的医院。
He said it would be very strange if people were to criticize hospital because the patients were sick.
他的一个意思就是说，如果仅仅因为医院里面有病人，有人就来批评医院，这好像是一件很奇怪的事情。
The whole point of the hospital is that people are there because they are sick and they haven't yet recovered.
医院存在的目的就是为了治愈那些生病还没有被治愈的人。
So set your expectations for your church wisely and biblically.
所以我们对我们教会的期望值也要现实一些，也要更符合一些圣经的原则。
It is hard enough for two sinners to make a good marriage. How much harder it is for a congregation of 200 sinners to make a good church.
让我们想一下，两个有罪的人建立一个完美的家庭已经非常的困难。那么如果有200个多个罪人想建立一个很完美的教会，那一定不会是一件很容易的事情。
When we see him, we will be like him.
到那日我们必像他一样。
But until that day, we are all under construction.
但是在那日来临之前，我们都在被建造的过程中。
In every congregation, you will find that there are things that still need to be done, things that are out of place.
在任何的教会，我想我们都会发现不完美的地方。
You look at other people and you go, they are not where they should be. They are definitely not where I want them to be.
你看你周围的弟兄姐妹，你都会心里面有一些不满的地方。
Many things are imperfect. Many things are incomplete.
所以所有的东西都是不完美的，所有的东西都还没有被完成。
And the scripture is reminding us that it will always be like that until Jesus Christ comes.
圣经教导我们，在耶稣基督再来之前，一切都会是这样，不完美。
It's very easy for a critic or a cynic to walk in, look around, and say, man, look at all the things that are still missing.
所以，如果我们想要批评一个教会的话，那非常容易。我们去一个教会，我们就会说，这个教会真的是一团糟。
Look at all the ways that the church is not being the church.
看这个教会根本不像一个教会。
I don't think I feel this way just because I'm a pastor. I think I feel this way because I'm a Christian that loves Christ and loves the church. But I oftentimes feel like people who criticize the church a lot, they're kind of like the bully that gets off on beating the fat kid, beating up the fat kid on the playground. There's not much to brag about, right? I mean, how much satisfaction can you get being the bully that beats up the fat kid on the playground, right?
现在我换一个身份来说话，如果我只是一个普通的基督徒，我不是一个牧师，我想如果对每一个教会都尖锐的批评，那就像在学校里面一些很强壮的一些小孩子去欺负一些很比较瘦弱的小孩子。
I mean, it's an easy target. It's an easy fight. But what satisfaction can you get from that?
批评一个教会，或者说去欺负一个比你弱小的小孩子非常容易，但是从中间你得到了什么呢？
The church is under construction.
我想说的是，教会还是在一个建造的过程中间。
But Christ is present, even with all of our imperfections, because He is the builder.
但是作为教会的建造者，不管这个教会是多么的 不完善，多么的一团糟，耶稣基督与他的教会同在。
Suppose you have a remodeling job to be done in your house.
打个比方，如果你要装修你的房子。
Have any of you had to do any renovation or remodeling in your home recently? Oh, you know what, even if you didn't, hasn't there been some remodeling in this church for the last year or so?
我们谁的家里或者教会最近有过装修，请大家举个手。
You hire the contractor, you give him the keys,you go away, you know, for vacation or, you know, week after week, and every Sunday you come back. Imagine if every single Sunday you come back, that room up there, is it over there or is it over there? It's over here, right? Every week you come back, it looks exactly the same.
如果你请了一个装修工，你给他钥匙，然后你就出门旅游，每个礼拜你回来看一下。如果你回来的时候发现那个房子跟你出门之前一模一样，你会怎么想？
What would you say? You would conclude that the contractor never showed up, right?
你会说那个装修工从来就没有来干活。
But if you come back week after week and it's a mess and there's drop cloths on the carpet and there's ladders against the wall and there's a pile of junk here and a pile of junk outside, your conclusion would be the contractor has been here.
但是如果你回来的时候发现地毯上面扔了几件脏衣服，有梯子靠在你的墙上，并且家里面外面有一堆一堆的废物。那你就会说，哦，那个装修工已经开始干活了。
And you would conclude that somebody is at work, not because it was perfect and tidy, but because there's chaos.
所以，当你说一个装修工已经在干活的时候，不是因为你的家里跟以前一样非常整齐，而是发现你的家里已经是一团糟了。
The evidence of Christ's presence in a local congregation of believers is not that everything is complete and tidy and neat and perfect.
所以。耶稣基督与信徒同在的证据，并不是一切都已经完美完成了，而是一切尚在进行之中。
But everything is in process.
每件事情都在进行之中，都是不完美的。
If we do not understand that,
如果我们不接受、不理解这一点
，then we will spend the rest of our life looking for perfection, and we will end up alone and isolated in our Christian life.
如果我们用我们一生的生命去寻找一个百分之一百完美的教会，那么我们终身就会只是一个非常孤独的基督徒。
And that is not the purpose of God for you, and that is not the will of God for the church.
这不是上帝对你或者上帝对我们教会的旨意。
So remember, firstly, it's about the building of people, and secondly, remember, it is a work in progress.
所以教会第一是一个人的建筑，第二是一个现在进行时。
And then here's the third point.
现在是我们要来讲第三点。
The church is a home in preparation.
教会是在一个被准备的一个家。
Look at verse 22.
我们来看第二章第二十二节以弗所书。
You are being built together to become what? A dwelling place in which God lives by His Spirit.
你们也同被建造，建造成什么呢？成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Imagine that we would be a group of people in which the living God would live among us, live in us by His Spirit.
我们大家可以想象一下，我们是一群人，神的灵就住在我们中间。
There's a great theme that runs throughout the entire Bible story, and that is God is looking for a home on earth.
在圣经里面，一个非常重要的主题就是神一直在。地上寻找一个他可以居住的一个居所，一个家。
At Mount Sinai, God tells Moses to build a tabernacle so that he can meet with his people there.
在西乃山的时候，神命令摩西去建造会幕。会幕的目的就是神能跟他的百姓在会幕里面相见。
But the tabernacle was kind of like a church on wheels, you know, it always moved wherever.The Spirit of God led, they'd have to pack it up, you know, like a big gigantic tent. And they, wherever God led them, they would have to close shop, they would have to move it, they would have to put it up again. It was kind of like this portable church.
会幕就像一个可以移动的，一个在车轮上面的教会，所以有很多的不安定的感觉，不像一个家的感觉。
And I'm sure the people was very, very excited when God told them that when you get into the promised land, I'm going to select a place and there you will build a temple.It will no longer be portable church, but it'll be permanent church, and you can put up seats and screens, and you don't have to tear down every week. And I'm going to meet with you there.
所以，当神对他的百姓说， 你们进入了应许之地的时候，你们可以建造一个真正的一个圣殿，所以你们不用每天奔波劳苦，你们可以有个固定的家，你们有个固定的家来朝见我，来崇拜我。
David discovered that that place would be Jerusalem, and his son Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem.
大卫王发现那个神固定的圣殿的家的居所就是耶路撒冷城，所以所罗门王就在那里建造了圣殿。
And on the day that they dedicated the temple,The presence of Almighty God came and settled like a cloud over the temple.
在献殿的那天，神的荣耀就像云彩一样充满了全地。
They could visibly see the presence of God.
所以当地的百姓都能看到大而可畏的神与他们同在。
This is the place where God dwell on earth with men.
所以这就是神在地上居住的地方。
And if you follow the story of the temple throughout the Old Testament, God's people sinned against him in various ways.
如果你继续读旧约圣经，你就会发现不久以后神的子民就开始干犯各样的罪来干犯神。
So that by the time you get to King Manasseh in 1 Kings chapter, in 2 Kings chapter 21, what you find is that there are pagan symbols and astrological drawings to other gods in the temple of God.
所以到了列王记马拿西王的年代，你就会发现在圣殿里面有偶像，有占星术，这些东西代替了圣殿中间对神的敬拜。
And so the glory of the Lord departed from the temple. God withdrew his presence.
所以神的人荣耀就离开了圣殿。
The temple 70 years later was overrun by Israel's enemies, destroyed.
所以以后圣殿就被以色列的敌人给毁灭了。
God brought the people back under the leadership of Ezra and Nehemiah. They rebuilt the temple from the ground up.
在很多年以后神的百姓又在以斯拉尼西米的年代被带回到以色列城去以色列耶路撒冷城去重新建造圣殿。
But when they dedicated it on that occasion,No cloud of God's glory came and filled the temple.
但是我们发现一个区别，在圣殿在献圣殿的时候，那时候神的荣耀没有像所罗门王的年代一样重新回到圣殿。
The prophets and the people of God kept looking for God's presence to come to the temple, and He never did for the next 545 years.
所以在这以后的500多年的历史里面，以色列的先知们苦苦寻求神的踪迹，但是他们却从来再没有发现神的荣耀重新回到圣殿里。
That's a long time, isn't it?
500多年。
545 years, God's presence did not grace the doorsteps of his temple.
所以神的荣耀再也没有回到所谓神的圣殿里面去。
And then one day he did.
但是直到有一天他出现了。
When Jesus walked into the temple,
当耶稣走进圣殿。
And do you remember what he found?
你们还记得他看到了什么吗？
The leadership of the temple had lost their vision for ministering to the nations.
圣殿已经失去了宣教的意向。
It was no longer a house of prayer.
它已经不再是万人祷告的殿。
Jesus drove out the money exchangers who were using their leverage to exploit people economically.
耶稣把那些做买卖的人，把圣殿变成贼窝的人赶出了圣殿。
And he makes this prediction in Mark chapter 13, verse 2, that not one stone would be left on top of another; everyone will be thrown down.
耶稣在马可福音13:2里面预言说，将来这里没有一块石头留在石头上，不会被拆毁了。
Approximately 40 years later, in AD 70, the Romans come in and they did exactly that. They destroyed the temple, and that temple has never been rebuilt.
在这以后40多年以后，耶稣的预言在罗马军队的手里面应验了。从此以后，圣殿再也没有被。
So where is God going to meet with His people?
所以我们现在要问，神现在在哪里跟他的百姓相见？
Well, Jesus gives us a hint in John chapter 14, verse 23.
在约翰福音14:23中间，耶稣基督告诉我们。
He says this, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we, meaning the Father, the Son, will come and make our home with him.
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他， 并且我们这里的我们指的就是圣父和圣子，要到他那里去与他同在。
It's absolutely astounding. We're being told by Jesus that if you come to love and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the New Testament promises that the Father and the Son, through the agency of the Spirit, will come and make his home in you.
所以让我们大家再思想一下，这是耶稣说的，如果你爱主信靠主，圣经中间的应许是什么呢？圣父圣子会借着圣灵住在你里面。
That's why the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 speaks so seriously about how we take care of our own bodies, because our body now becomes the temple of the living God.
这就是为什么使徒保罗在哥林多前书六章十九节里面对我们说，岂不知你的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
When believers gather together like this here this morning, Christ is present. But why?
所以信徒聚集之处就有耶稣基督的同在。
Because if you are in Christ, you bring the presence of Christ with you when we gather for worship, and you take the presence of Christ with you when you go out and serve.
因为我们带着耶稣基督的同在到这里来敬拜，我们也带着耶稣基督的同在到外面去宣教侍奉。
Christ now makes his home on earth with his people, in his people, and everything that the temple pointed to is actually fulfilled in the life of a Christian.
所以古代圣殿的功能今天就在我们每一个基督徒的身上实现了。
And each of us are being built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his Spirit.
我们成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Christ makes his home here on earth in us and with us until he brings us to make our home with him in heaven.
所以在地上，耶稣基督以我们的身体为家，直到有一天他把我们带到天上，那么我们就与耶稣基督同住天家。
So let me close by giving you three applications.
所以我现在要讲三点，我们这些圣经这几节圣经的应用。
Three ways that you can use this biblical truth about you, about your church, to strengthen you.
我们可以用我们从教会的看见来应用到我们生活的日常生活里面。
Firstly, use your understanding of the church to grow in patience.
第一点就是我们用这个圣经的知识来帮助我们来培养、来增长我们的信心和耐心。
You know, there's probably more than these two, but I just thought of these two because these are the two that probably matters the most to us. But have you ever noticed that God uses two very imperfect environments to shape us into the image of Christ?
我想我们大家都发现神会用很多不完美的环境来造就我们，这里面我要来讲两个这样不完美的环境。
The first is the family. That's our biological family.
第一个就是我们的家，我们肉身的家。
The second is our spiritual family, the church.
第二个就是我们属灵的家，也就是我们的教会。
Why does he use these two environments to shape us into the image of Christ?
为什么神要用这样的一个这样不同的环境来塑造我们，让我们更像耶稣基督呢？
Because these are the two places where we rub up against others, and God uses that experience to smooth out the rough edges in our lives.
因为在这样的环境中间，我们的棱角会被神磨平。
Think of yourself as those living stones that we just saw on the screen a moment ago.
让我们再回到那个活石，就是活的石头的例子。
You are cut out of the rock quarry and you are thrown into the wheelbarrow along with a bunch of other stones.
你被建筑师扔到石堆里面，和其他的石头互相的挤压碰撞。
It doesn't feel good because your rough edges are up against another stone that has rough edges.
所以你的棱角跟其他的石头的棱角就互相的碰撞，非常的不舒服。
And then the builder takes the hammer and he takes a chisel and he starts chipping away at the edges.
并且那些建筑师就来敲打破碎你，并且来雕琢你。
And he's shaping you.
他让你变成应该成的形状。
He's removing the things in your life that's rough.
他把你身上一些不好的、很尖锐的棱角全部给磨。
And that happens in our home, and that happens in our church.
这一切的事情就在我们的家庭、在我们的教会里面发生。
So if one of your rough edges is impatience, you're not a very patient person, you know what God's going to do? Or if you need to grow in patience, he will put someone in your life that you find very frustrating and exasperating.
所以如果你是一个很没有耐心的人，你发现你的耐心有待长进，那么耶稣基督会做什么事情呢？他就会在你的生活里面放进去一些非常容易激怒你的人。
Any of you have someone like that in your life?
我想我们每个人都有这样的人在他的身边。
My brother here raised his hand nice and high. You know, the funny thing is, we oftentimes look at people like that as the problem. And if they weren't there, we would be so much better.
我们普通人的心里面就会想，哎呀，这些人真麻烦，如果他不出现在我面前，那该多好。
The biblical perspective is that God put that person there precisely for the purpose of shaping us. Because there is something imperfect in us.
但是圣经的真理告诉我们，神把这样的人放在你的身边，就是为了造就你，成全你。
If you need to grow in courage, God will put you next to someone that you find intimidating.
如果你需要培养你的勇气，如果你是一个怯懦的人，那么神往往会在你的周遭放一些人，容易让你觉得胆怯。
See, if you need to grow in humility, God would put someone next to you that is very, very proud and arrogant.
如果你需要培养你谦卑的品质，那你就会发现你周围会往往出现一些非常自高自大的人。
Because what other way would God have to get our attention to recognize the things in our life that are imperfect unless He kind of puts the spotlight on it?
所以这就是神让我们通过他人来看到自己，像一面镜子，照到自己身上的不足。
And let's be honest, we oftentimes think of ourselves more highly than we are, don't we?
我想我们每个人潜意识里面都会觉得自己比其他人要高一等。
We look at ourselves and we say, yeah, I know I've got some deficiencies and I've got some blind spots, but at least I'm not like him.
我们会说，我知道我有很多的弱点，我有很多缺点，但是我有很多的优点，至少我不比他差。
And so God will put people in your life to show you who you really are.
所以神会在我们身边放一些人，像镜子一样照亮我们，让我们看到我们实在的光景。
One Christian writer once said, Christians need the church for its problems.As well as for its blessings.
所以有一个作家说，基督徒需要教会的祝福，但是同时也需要教会的麻烦。
Another Christian writer describes believers as God's abrasives.
另外一个作家说，基督徒这里指的是你身边的其他的基督徒，就是神手里面的磨刀石。
Because how will the rough edges of our character and our life ever come off of us if we never bump up against other abrasives, if we're never experiencing God's abrasives in our lives?
如果我们不经过神的磨砺，不经过其他基督徒的提醒，我们身上粗糙的棱角怎么会消失呢？
See, that is why loner Christians end up with all of the rough edges in their life still on many, many years later, despite going to church, despite singing, despite praying, despite going to Bible study. But if they never enter truly and deeply into biblical fellowship, they still continue to just be isolated and they never grow. They never become a stone that gets their perfect fit for the purpose of building God's church.
所以孤单的基督徒，或者说是不愿意与人交往的基督徒，多少年以后还是满身的棱角，因为他们没有经过神，没有经过他的基督徒伙伴的修剪和磨砺。
The church is the laboratory in which we learn patience and endurance and forgiveness and every other virtue that God wants to cultivate in our life.
所以教会就像一个很大的实验室，在这个实验室里面，我们学习忍耐，我们学习耐心，我们学习宽容，我们学习神希望我们身上展现出的各种各样的美德。
If you don't hear anything else, please hear this. We need the blessings of the church as well as the problems of the church.
所以今天如果你没有听进去其他的话的话，我希望你听进去这句话，就是我们需要一个带着祝福，也同时带着一堆麻烦的教会。
Because we will never grow without both.
因为我们的属灵生命不会成长，如果我们没有经历祝福，我们没有经历麻烦，没有经历挫折。
It has often been said, and maybe you've heard this before, if you find a perfect church, don't go there because you'll ruin it. Have you ever heard that?
所以我想你们大家很可能都听过这样一句话。
I have a
这句话说是，如果你找到一个完美的教会，那么你就不要去那里，因为你的加入会使它不完美，你会坏了这一锅粥。
I have a better version for you.
让我来做一些小小的修改。
If you ever find a perfect church, don't go there, not because you'll ruin it. Don't go there because it will do you no good.
我的版本是，如果你发现一个完美的教会，你就不要去那里，并不是因为你会坏了那锅粥，而是因为你那个教会对你没有帮助。
If you find what you believe to be the perfect church for you, because there's nobody there that gets under your skin, nobody there that sings out of key, nobody that can't leave the music, you know, in tempo, and everything is exactly as you would love it to be, don't go there because there are no abrasives that God will use to smooth out your rough edges.
所以你发现一个所谓的完美的教会，就是在那个教会里面，没有人会激怒你，没有人会让你觉得不高兴，没有人会有那些很激烈的音乐去让你觉得不合适神的体统。
There won't be any abrasives in heaven, but we need them here on earth.
虽然在我们的天家不会有磨刀石来磨砺你，但是在我们的地上，在我们的旅途中间，我们需要这样的磨刀石。
It is through the trials of life and even the trials, the testings of fellowship that Christ sanctifies us.
是通过生活的磨砺，是通过弟兄伙伴对你的磨，弟兄姐妹对你的磨砺，我们的生命才能成圣。
And so here's a very honest question for you to maybe talk about over lunch with your family or with your friends.
所以我想给大家提一个问题，你们今后可以有时间的话可以互相讨论。
Who is God using to chip away your rough edges so that you will become everything God intends for His purpose?
谁什么人会是你生命中间神给你预备的磨刀石？谁会被神使用来造就你，神使你更合乎神的旨意？
Is it a family member? Is it a colleague? Is it a fellow believer? Is it even perhaps an enemy?
那个人会是你的一个家庭成员，或者是一个工作中间的同事，或者是一个主内的弟兄姐妹，甚至是你的敌人吗？
If you are in an uncomfortable, perhaps even painful situation at home or in church, use that to learn patience and to become someone who's not easily discouraged whenever there's difficulty.
如果在家里或者在教会里面有人会让你非常的不自在，让你非常的难以忍受，那就让我们学习耐心，学习忍耐的功课。
Because you will not endure in the Christian life, and you will not endure in ministry unless you grasp this.
如果你不学会这个技巧的话，那么在你的基督徒生命里面，你就不会长进，你的侍奉就不会讨神喜悦。
So use an understanding of the church to grow your patience.
所以我们从教会里面来学习怎么样让自己的信心和耐心来长进。
Use this understanding of Ephesians 2 about the church to defend against sin in your life.
我们也可以用这样的圣经知识来抵挡犯罪。
You're going to go out into the world this week, and you bear the name of Jesus Christ.
我们主日崇拜以后，我们又会回到这个属世的世界上，我们身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
You are one of the living stones in that building in which the presence of Christ dwells.
我们是耶稣基督的肢体，我们是这个殿堂里面的一块活石。
And you're going to be tempted to do something that you know you shouldn't do. You're going to be tempted to say something that you know you shouldn't say.
但是在这个世界上，我们还是会遇见各种各样的试探。明知道不该做的事情，我们还是难以抵制；明知道不该说的话，我们有时候还是忍不住要说。
You will find the impulse and the habit to cultivate a sour spirit or to have an unloving, uncharitable, ungracious response.
我们有很多的冲动，让我们做出一些很不合我们身份的事情，让我们的心里面苦毒怨恨。
As you rub up against other people who also have rough edges.
很多的时候，我们跟其他的基督徒有冲撞的时候，我们会心里面有苦毒。
And to defend yourself against that, I encourage you to say this to yourself.
当我们面对这样种种的罪的诱惑的时候，我鼓励大家这样对自己说。
How can I do this? Or how can I say that?When I am a living stone in the holy temple of Almighty God.
如果我真的是神的圣所里面的一块宝贵的活石，我怎么会犯这些罪？我怎么会说这些话，做些这些事情呢？
See, when you understand that you are the church, will you not become very conscientious about what presence you allow to dwell in your life?
如果我们知道我们是教会，我们是教会的身体，那么我们就会想，我们的神的灵怎么会住在我们里面？我们要怎么样的去完善自己？
You know, I used to tell my son when I was first starting out as a pastor, we would go to church on Sunday, and I knew my first son was very, very mischievous.
当我刚开始去教会的时候，我知道我的孩子他有时候脾气不好。
And I would say, son, now remember who you are.You are a Wong. You have my name. When you behave badly, you don't just look bad. You make me look bad.
我会对我的孩子说，你要注意自己的言行。当你做到不好的事情，你丢的不仅仅是你自己的脸，你在丢你爹妈的脸。
And not only that, I'm the pastor of the church.
不仅你丢你爹妈的脸，你在丢这个教会的牧师的脸。
Everybody's gonna be looking at you, so you better behave.
每个人都会眼睛都会注视你，所以你要小心一点。
See, even as a human being, we are very conscious of the fact that we do not want our reputation to be spoiled by someone else, right?
所以，即使是一个普通的人，我们都会很注意，我们不希望我们的好名声被别人给破坏。
How much more, brothers and sisters, when you recognize that the reputation of Christ is stamped on your life?
如果你不希望你的好名声被别人破坏，那么你就想一想，如果你是耶稣基督的肢体，你是圣殿的活石，你要怎么样来保护你的名誉？
The number one reason for why non-Christians will believe in the Messiah is because of you, and the number one reason why non-Christians will not believe in the Messiah is because of you.
当一个不信主的人，他变得信主，他会信主，他是因为我们身上的见证。当很多不信主的人他拒绝来接受认识耶稣基督，也是因为我们身上的不好的品质。
Use this truth to defend against sin.
所以让我们用这样的一个看见来抵挡我们生命里面的犯罪。
Thirdly and very quickly, use this truth about the church to increase your joy.
第三点我们想讲的是，我们来看我们的教会，让我们心里面的喜乐得到增长。
The pain of the journey only increases the joy of arrival.
旅途的艰辛更会增加我们抵达目的地时候心里面的快乐和满足。
I have five sons.
这位牧师有五个儿子。
We drove to Chicago this summer.
我们这个夏天去了芝加哥。
You know what it's like to be stuck with five boys in a minivan for 13 hours?
想象一下，十三个小时在一辆车里面跟五个男孩在一起。
The pain of a journey only increases the joy of arrival.
所以当我到达的时候，我会说啊，终于到了，感谢主。
There is coming a day when all of the work of Jesus Christ in you will be complete.
所以终究会有一天，耶稣基督在我们的身上的工作会终将完成。
Especially the work of making you like Jesus.
特别是让我们像耶稣基督变得更像耶稣基督一样。
And for you to be a part of what Christ brings together on that great day for the everlasting glory of God will be an inexpressible joy to you. That day is coming.
想象一下那一天，当那一天来临的时候，我们会是永生神荣耀中间的一份子。想想那时候的光景，那是何等的奇妙。
And I promise you this.
让我向大家保证，
You will be more at home in the presence of Christ than you will have ever felt at any time or in any place that you have ever been in your entire life in this world.
让我向大家保证，当我们和耶稣基督同在的时候的那种归家感，那种归属感，不是我们在这个世界上面任何一个时候、任何一个事件、任何一个地点所能比拟的。
If you've ever gone on vacation or extended a work assignment or traveled overseas and you've been away from home for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, don't you just look forward to getting home?
如果你离开家两个礼拜、三个礼拜、一年、两年，你会不会非常的想回家呢？
Your own bed, your own house, your own routine, nobody to bother you. You get to do everything the way that you want and you look forward to coming home and just sleeping in your own bed. Yeah, you guys ever had that feeling? You know what I'm talking about?
经过一个漫长的旅途， 你是不是非常的想回家，躺在你自己的床上面休息，做你自己想做的事情，没有人干扰你，你也不用在意任何其他的人。
That longing to get home and find rest, okay? That excitement that we have to look forward to at the end of a long journey, that cannot be even compared, not even slightly comparable to what we will experience when we come home to Christ.
当我们回到天家与耶稣基督同在的时候的那种感觉，不是我们 几年以后才回到家的那种感觉所能相提并论的。
You will be more at home with Christ, and He will be more at home with you on that great day.
当那一天来临的时候，你会跟耶稣同在天家。
And think about this, brothers. Nothing about us will grieve Him on that day.
让我们就想这一点，我们现在是非常不完美的，但是当那一天来临的时候，我们身上没有任何一件事情会让耶稣基督觉得心痛，觉得伤心。
Because the chiseling and the chipping will be complete.
因为那时候我们身上的棱角的修剪的工作已经完全的完成了。
And to be part of this work that Christ is doing in the church is the greatest privilege of our lives on this side of heaven.
所以这一个事实就是我属于耶稣基督的教会，我是他手中工作，这一个事实是我们在这个世界上面所能拥有的最尊贵最特殊的身份。
Would you bow with me in a quick word of prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, help us to love the church as much as you love the church.
亲爱的天父，让我们一起来爱我们的教会，就像你爱你的教会。
And help us to be the church in the way that Jesus died so that we could be.
让我们属于教会，就像耶稣基督为教会舍身。
We love you, God.
神，我们爱你。
And we pray that you would be honored and glorified by who we are.
我们真的是祷告，求神让我们身上的作为，让我们的人能荣耀，能尊崇你的名。
In the great mercy of our Savior, we ask these things.
奉耶稣基督的名慈悲祷告。
Amen.
Let us welcome first-time visitors, friends and families to our church. May we request you to stand up, introduce your name and where you live. Maybe your friends can introduce you too.
让我们利用这个机会欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹朋友，请你站起来介绍你贵姓，住在哪里。可是你的朋友可以介绍你。 On my left hand side, 左手边有没有第一次来的，请你介绍。
这是我的一些朋友，他们来自那个 Alpha 那边，是来自我们那个教会。昨天来到这里的。